In recent years, both weight loss injections and microdosing have become increasingly popular, and now so is combining the two. Injections originally intended to treat type 2 diabetes, like Ozempic and Mounjaro, are proven to help people lose weight, but are often associated with side effects like gastrointestinal issues, which is why people have started microdosing these drugs. Microdosing is when people take less than the prescribed or recommended amount to reap the drug's benefits while avoiding its side effects. The concept has gained popularity in recent years, with people microdosing psychedelics to help treat mental health disorders. While there's no official science behind it, people who have tried microdosing weight loss drugs say it's been a game changer for them. However, health experts are issuing a warning over the new trend, as many people who jump on the bandwagon do so without talking to their doctor first. Some doctors use microdosing to help those who have already reached their goal weight while using medication keep that weight off. The practice has also been used to help people curb addictions, not just to food, but to things like drugs and alcohol as well. A study for the journal Addiction showed those on semaglutides were 40% to 50% less likely to binge drink or abuse opioids. Still, some doctors say they won't even recommend it because there's simply not any research to show if it's safe. The trend has also heightened concerns that more people will turn to buying these drugs or compounded versions of their active ingredients online, something that's already been an issue among people whose insurance doesn't cover such treatments, which could lead to overdoses, infection, or diseases because they're not regulated.